Washington's Board of Health will be deciding whether to ban flavored vaping products in response to the nationwide outbreak of vaping-related illnesses. KNKX's Will Stone reports the vote will take place on October 9th.
Public health warnings questioning the safety of vaping products don't appear to have translated into slower sales at House of Cannabis in Tacoma, says Kevin Heidrich, one of the owners of the cannabis retail chain.
We haven't really seen a dip in the market. They continue to move. People are happy with them.
Heidrich says they recently reached out to suppliers to clarify the ingredients in their vaping cartridges. No one knows the cause of the vaping illnesses yet. Nationally, many are linked to black market products with cutting agents that aren't safe for inhalation. As for the regulated market, most states, including Washington, don't actually require testing for those kind of chemicals.
It is entirely possible. There are players who are trying to make some money by using thickening agents, and hopefully any regulation that does come down puts an end to those sort of business practices.
Governor Jay Inslee has called for a ban on both flavored cannabis and nicotine products. Nationally, more than 1,000 people have fallen ill. Fewer than 10 cases have been identified in Washington. A Tacoma man recently sued a handful of manufacturers and distributors of cannabis vaping products after being hospitalized for a related illness. Will Stone, KNKX News.